Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about people. I suppose we could also be talking about sports, because the person we're talking about is an athlete by the name of David Beckham. Maybe you've heard of him.
We could also call this unit celebrity, because he is a celebrity who just happens to be a really talented athlete. He became famous because, as most of the women out there know, he's gorgeous. And he's been in a lot of commercials, especially underwear commercials where he shows his beautiful chest off.
All right. I certainly like to see that. Everybody likes to see
stuff
like that.
Come on. You're a guy.
I'm kidding,
stop
of course,
it.
But I'm sure, yes, it's very attractive to the ladies out there.
Yes.
And, well, not just in commercials and stuff like that. He's also especially successful on the soccer pitch, which he has retired from recently. So we'll talk about him. We'll talk about David Beckham's historic career. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of our lesson right now. When David Beckham was a young schoolboy, his teacher asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up. "I want to be a footballer," he said. His teacher asked him again what he actually wanted to do as an adult. Beckham repeated his intent. He never gave up on that dream and went on to become one of the most accomplished and successful soccer players in the world. Beckham was born in 1975 in London, England, and began playing soccer as a child. His parents were enthusiastic fans of the soccer team Manchester United, and their passion rubbed off on the young Beckham. Little did Beckham know that as an adult he would be the team's star player. He did, however, get an early start in his soccer career when he won a talent competition as a teen and got to train with FC Barcelona, a professional football club. At age 14, he signed with Manchester United's youth team. Beckham made his debut for United's professional team when he was 17 years old. What followed was a string of largely successful performances as he joined other young players under the guardianship of the team's manager, Sir Alex Ferguson. Some criticized Beckham for his inexperience when he debuted, but Ferguson reasoned that Beckham and the other young players had a lot of potential. Ferguson was right, and Beckham was Manchester's top player until he left the team in 2003, by which time he was famous worldwide.
So we're going to talk about David Beckham's historic career. Now, he's still a young guy. He's not even 40, but most athletes typically retire by the time they're 40. You get a little slower as you get older, unfortunately. But he's had a great career on the field, on a soccer field or football field, as we're going to say here. Historic can mean famous or important in history. If you like historic landmarks, you can go and see places that were important long ago. Or we can use historic to talk about something that has a great and lasting importance. And I think you could say his career will be remembered for a long, long time. So let's talk about when he was a boy. Now, when you're growing up, most kids have dreams of becoming something as an adult. Oh, I want to be a firefighter. Oh, I want to be a policeman. He was someone who wanted to play soccer when he grew up. Now, it's hard for me to say football because I'm an American and we call it soccer. But if you're in England, you call soccer football. So what did he say to his teacher when he was asked what he wanted to be when he grew up, Tom?
Well, he said that he wanted to be a footballer, which is the word that the people in England use to refer to a soccer player. If you do say soccer or soccer player in England, they will understand you. Don't worry about that. But they won't say it themselves, at least not very often. Footballer is the word they prefer, and football is the sport, which in America is called soccer, and he wants to be a footballer. His teacher asked him again what he actually wanted to do as an adult. Of course, the teacher thought, oh, come on, only a handful of people get to be soccer players. What do you really want to be? Do you want to be a doctor? Do you want to be a lawyer? Do you want to drive an ambulance? Do you want to be a waiter or something like that? No, I'm firm on this. I want to be a footballer, and he was determined.
Mm-hmm. Here we're using the noun intent. He repeated his intent. Your intent, of course, is the thing that you plan to do or achieve. It's your goal, your aim, your purpose. So he was pretty confident that that's what he wanted to become. He never gave up on his dream, which is so fun. And he went on, continued on to progress to becoming one of the most accomplished and successful footballers, I could say, in the world. If you're accomplished, it means you have a lot of skill, you've achieved a lot. Typically, we have to work for a long time before we're described as being accomplished. She's an accomplished pianist. She's an accomplished singer. Things that you're very, very good at, probably because you practiced for years.
Right, so there are lots of accomplished soccer players in the world nowadays, including Beckham and Lionel Messi and other people like that. Wayne Rooney, for example. They're very good, they're professional, they've got high skills. And let's talk a little bit about his history now. In the next paragraph, David Beckham was born in 1975 in London, England, and he began playing soccer as a child. When he was a boy, of course, he started playing football or soccer. His parents were enthusiastic fans of the soccer team Manchester United. That's kind of weird. If they live in London, why don't they support Chelsea or Arsenal or something like that? But no, they supported Man U, or Manchester United, which is, of course, a club up in northern England there in Manchester. And if you're enthusiastic about something, you've got a lot of energy, a lot of interest in things like that, and you show this intense enjoyment or interest and approval of something. So, yes, they were big fans of Manchester United. Go Manchester United!
Enthusiastic is the adjective form. You can have a lot of enthusiasm. That's the noun form. You have enthusiasm, but you are enthusiastic. Most people who cheer for a sports team, they are enthusiastic. They like to see their team win. From what Tom has told me, Manchester United has been winning for many, many years. So a lot of people who follow sports want to follow a winner. They want to follow a winning team, and sounds like his parents wanted to follow a winner. Well, if your parents like a particular team, typically when the kids grow up, they'll like the same team. We usually like what our parents like. And it says here that his parents' passion rubbed off on him. If you have passion for something, again, it's that feeling of a lot of enthusiasm or it's excitement for something or maybe even something you're doing. Hopefully, most of us, as we get jobs and go out to work and have a career, have a lot of passion for our work. If you have a lot of passion for your work, it means you'll enjoy your life a lot more. Well, if you don't like your job so much, you might have passion for a hobby or a sports team. You can do that. Now, if something rubs off on you, to rub means to sort of scrape the surface of something, to go back and forth. You can rub off the dirt on your face if you get some dirt on you. But here it's more figurative. It's not literal. We're saying that someone has an influence on somebody else. So his parents' excitement influenced him to be as excited as they were.
I could say my dad's interest in history rubbed off on me. I enjoy history myself. He took us to lots of museums and places like that when I was a kid. So I was influenced by that. It rubbed off on me. So because his parents were so enthusiastic about Manchester United, hey, David Beckham also was enthusiastic about Manchester United too. It rubbed off on him. He was influenced by his parents. Little did Beckham know that as an adult, he would be the team's star player. Little did someone know is a pattern that means that, hey, they didn't know it at the time, but later on, this thing would happen to them. Little did I know when I was 10 years old that I would spend 20 years living in Taiwan.
You had no idea. It was kind of a surprise. He wanted to be a footballer, but he never expected to be so successful. You know, some athletes are surprised by how good they are when they're adults. Other athletes dream to be a superstar. I remember Derek Jeter was interviewed, and he always said, I knew I would do well. So if you have a lot of confidence, it's going to help you succeed in whatever field you're in. I wanted to mention here, remember that when you use this phrase rub off on, you have to use the preposition. If you're talking about how someone else is influencing you, if you buy a lottery ticket, you might rub off the little part that is covering whether you won or not. You know, we rub that off.
The gray part there.
Yeah. With a pencil, I think, an eraser.
Or a coin.
Oh, a coin works, too.
A fingernail sometimes.
Yeah. So he was pretty excited to find out he was not just going to be a football player. He turned out to be the team's star player. If you're a star on your team, you're probably the best player, or at least one of the best players.
Indeed. As I said before, Lionel Messi, he's the star player of FC Barcelona, for example, if you're into these sorts of things. Or, well, in any case here, we're talking about David Beckham, not baseball. And he did, David Beckham, however, get an early start in his soccer career when he won a talent competition as a teen. Teen here means teenager, so he won some kind of contest, some kind of talent competition when he was, say, 15 years old or so. And he got to train with FC Barcelona, which is a professional football club in Spain. A professional means, hey, it's a team that is organized as a business and the players are paid a salary.
Yeah, now if you're not a professional and you aren't being paid to play that particular sport, you're called an amateur. So amateurs are just developing their skills. They're not being paid for their talent yet. Nobody's coming to see you in particular. But your goal one day is to become a professional. So if you train hard, someday you might get hired to be a professional athlete. Hopefully that happens to you if that's your dream.
Okay, that's about halfway through our program today. So let's take a little bit of a break now and listen to our beloved Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天我们要讨论的课程是 People 人物。我们要跟大家介绍一位风靡全球的足球明星贝克汉。贝克汉于1975年出生于英国的伦敦。他从很小的时候就立志要当一名足球选手。我们可以从第一段的第一句看到。When David Beckham was a young schoolboy, his teacher asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up. I want to be a footballer, he said. 没错。贝克汉说 I want to be a footballer.我想当一位足球员。Football 在英国是足球的意思，而在美国则是代表橄榄球，也就是 American football。所以 footballer 在英国就是足球员，在美国则是称之为 soccer player。接着看到后面一句 ，His teacher asked him again what he actually wanted to do as an adult. Beckham repeated his intent.他的老师又再问了一次他成年后真正的志向，贝克汉重复了一样的内容。这边看到一个名词 intent 代表目的、意图的意思。例如 My intent in college is to study my favorite subject, English. 我上大学最大的目的就是念我最爱的科目英文。而 intent 除了当名词之外，也可以当形容词来使用，代表坚持的、专注的。例如He is intent on going abroad for further study. 他很坚持要出国进修。继续看到第二段的第二句。His parents were enthusiastic fans of the soccer team Manchester United, and their passion rubbed off on the young Beckham. 他的父母是曼彻斯特足球联队的死忠球迷，而他们的热情也因此影响到了贝克汉。这边我们看到一个片语 rubbed off on。代表影响的意思。一般我们说 rubbed off 代表擦掉、除掉。例如 I rubbed off the dirt on my shirt， 我擦掉衬衫上面的脏污。但如果在 rubbed off 后面加了一个 on， 就表示影响、感染的意思，意思等同于我们常看到的动词 influence。 举个例子来说， My dad's interest in history rubbed off on me， 我爸爸对历史的兴趣影响了我。换句话说，也就是 My dad's interest in history influenced me. 接着看到第二段的第三句。Little did Beckham know that as an adult, he would be the team's star player. 贝克汉当时并不知道他长大后会成为这支球队的明星球员。这里我们看到个句型 Little did someone know 是属于否定副词放句首的倒装句法。原本的句子应该是 Beckham knew little that as an adult he would be the team star player。倒装的时候副词 little 必须移到主词 Beckham 之前，才在后面加上助动词。由于是过去的事情，所以我们使用 did 形成倒装句。例如 Little do I know about Mary。它原本的句子就是 I know little about Mary， 表示我对 Mary 不是很了解。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about the talented and handsome David Beckham. He just retired recently. He was on the news. He was in tears, hugging his classmates.
Classmates?
Oh, I'm sorry. His co-players, his teammates?
Teammates.
Teammates,
yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for here. Yeah, not classmates. Gee whiz, what's wrong with me here? But again, he's retired now. I guess he wanted to spend more time with his family. That's one of the disadvantages of being famous. You got to spend so much time away from your wife and kids. Well, here we're talking about his history. Again, he was born in London. He was a talented teenager, won a competition, and he got to train with FC Barcelona. What an opportunity. Now, at age 14, he signed with Manchester United's youth team. Youth means people who are young. It refers to young people. So that's a pretty early start here. He's not playing professional for the team. He probably can't do that according to child labor laws, but he was on the youth team, the kids team, the junior varsity squad, I guess.
Beckham made his debut for United's professional team when he was just 17 years old. It's pretty young to start a professional sports career. Debut is kind of an interesting word. You notice we don't say debut or debut.
Debutted.
It's a French word, so we're keeping the French pronunciation. They tend to leave off the final consonant in words. So a debut, he made his debut. This can actually be a verb as well as a noun. Here we're using it as a noun. Your debut is the first time that you appear in public to perform or maybe to a play in a sports game. So it's the first time an actor or a musician or an athlete, as we're talking about here, does something in public for the first time. So you might make your debut as a pianist or make your debut as a violinist at the age of 14. We also use it to talk about the first time a new product appears. Perhaps you're waiting for the debut of a new sports car so you can go and buy it.
The debut of the iPhone 6 or something
yeah.
like that, if that's ever going to be released, I don't know. But in any case, he made his debut for Manchester United's professional team when he was just only 17 years old. And what followed that was a string of largely successful performances as he joined other young players under the guardianship of the team's manager, Sir Alex Ferguson. So this is a long sentence. What followed, what happened after that, was a string of largely successful performances. A string means a series of one after the other. Each time he played, he was basically successful. He probably didn't score in every game, but he still did quite well. A performance is when you perform, when you do what you do best. He performed in the game. You can give a performance as an actor, for example.
Largely here doesn't mean big, it just means almost. So almost always he was successful. So if you take the whole group of performances or competitions that he was in, most of them were successful. So largely successful, mostly successful. It's another way to say mostly, you could say. You can give different kinds of performances. If you work in an office, at the end of the year you might be rated on your job performance. That's the way you perform your job. Your boss might think you do a good job. It doesn't just mean that you're acting in a play or you're performing in a concert or even acting or doing something on TV. We also use it for work that you do in an office, an athlete performing on the field. Did he do a good job? Was he helpful to his team? So he had a lot of very successful performances. And as you know, if you're a soccer player or a footballer, you don't play alone. This is a team sport.
Right, and we've got other young players on the team, and they were under the guardianship of Sir Alex Ferguson. Guardianship refers to the word guardian, which is kind of somebody who supervises you, who oversees you. So they're using this word here just to mention that these players were very young. So he was kind of their guardian. He wasn't so much their manager or their coach, but kind of their guardian. And
he watched them and protected them because they were still considered to be kids, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Usually this person is a manager, not a guardian, so they're using it just to refer to the fact that all these players were young. Guardianship, again, is the state of being a guardian.
Yeah, if you're appointed as a child's guardian, it means you're officially responsible for their safety. You're protecting them. You're probably making sure they're eating well, they're dressed well, that nothing happens to them. If you're performing as a young kid, you need someone besides your parents who aren't near you to take care of you. And he was responsible for all of these young players. He was also a manager. I was asking Tom before our program started, does this guy still manage teams, Sir Alex Ferguson? Because he was managing quite a while ago, because David Beckham's almost 40, and he was a manager when David was just 17. Tom said he recently retired.
That's yeah. Right. He's retired from Manchester United, and he's going to be replaced by David Moyes, is it?
Oh.
Who's coming over from Everton. But in any case here, yes, Fergie is now retired. But here, we're going back to when Beckham started playing. Some criticized Beckham for his inexperience when he debuted. Ooh, there's debut as a verb and uh-huh. In the past tense. When he debuted. It's not debuted, but debuted.
Hey, yeah.
That's the T is silent there, so it's kind of weird. To criticize someone means you say something about them. Usually it's negative. You indicate or tell people about their faults. Hey, you're doing that wrong. I'm uh-huh. going to criticize you. You're screwing up. You know, you should improve your performance.
Yeah. Well, some criticize Beckham for his inexperience. Well, if you're just starting something, you don't have a lot of experience. Inexperience is the opposite of experience. So they thought, well, he's not ready to be out there. He's doing things wrong. But Ferguson, his manager, a manager, of course, of a sports team, is someone who directs the team players, tells them where they're going to play, how they're going to play. He kind of stood up for Beckham. He reasoned that Beckham had a lot of potential and he needed time to gain that experience. To reason something means that's the way you logically think things through. So he was kind of explaining why they needed to be patient with little young Beckham. Give him time to gain some experience.
Indeed. And again, we'd like to point out that the word reason here is being used as a verb. He reasoned that Beckham had some potential. He was giving us this logical explanation. That's how he reasoned. Reason can also be a noun. That's probably the more common form. What's the reason for your absence? Why weren't you here? You don't have a good reason. You don't have a good excuse. That's the noun form. But here, reason again is the verb.
Yeah, so he was explaining his own way of thinking, why he put them, why he put at least Beckham out on the field. If you have potential, it means you have a chance of one day becoming very good at something. So if someone tells you as a youngster, hey, you've got a lot of potential, it means they think you have some talent, that if you work hard and develop the talent, you'll be successful.
Right, potential. You can be successful in the future. And Ferguson was right. And Beckham was Manchester's top player until he left the team back in 2003. And by that time, he had already become famous around the world. So, yes, he was with Manchester United for a long time, but he decided to move on after that. I'm not exactly sure where he went after he left Manchester United, but as we're going to find out, he played all over the world, and he left the team in 2003, which was, only 10 years ago.
Yeah, but he went on to do some more things. We are not finished talking about David Beckham. We're going to spend our program tomorrow talking about him as well. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们接着看到第三段的第二句。Beckham made his debut for United's professional team when he was 17 years old. 贝克汉于17岁的时候首度为曼联的一线球队出赛。这边我们看到一个名词 debut 代表首次登台。通常我们会和动词 make 一起使用。例如 make one's debut 就代表处女秀。这里我们要特别注意的是，由于这个字是法文字，所以后面的 T 是不发音的。而 debut 除了可以当名词之外，也可以当动词使用。例如 The actress debuted when she was 14 years old. 这位女演员在14岁的时候首度登台亮相。接着看到下一句。What followed was a string of largely successful performances as he joined other young players under the guardianship of the team's manager, Sir Alex Ferguson. 贝克汉与其他年轻的球员接受球队总教练 Sir Alex Ferguson 的栽培，而后随之而来的就是一连串极为杰出的表现。这里我们看到个副词 largely 代表几乎大部分的意思，意思等同于 mostly。 例如 This farmland is largely cornfields， 这片农田大部分都是玉米地。而后面我们看到个名词 performance 代表表现，例如 work performance 就是工作表现。接着看到下一句， Some criticized Beckham for his inexperience when he debuted, but Ferguson reasoned that Beckham and the other young players had a lot of potential. 贝克汉初出茅庐的时候，有些人批评他的经验不足，然而 Ferguson 却解释说贝克汉与其他年轻球员都很有潜力。这里我们看到个动词 criticize 代表批评，而他的形容词则是 critical。C-R-I-T-I-C-A-L 表示批评的、批判的。所谓的 critical thinking 就是批判性思考。后面我们看到另外一个单字 reason。 一般我们都知道 reason 当名词时是代表理由、原因的意思。例如 Please give me a reason why you're late， 请给我一个你迟到的理由。而它当动词的时候则是代表解释、推测的意思。例如 I reasoned that Jack did not show up because he overslept. 我推测杰克没现身的原因是因为他睡过头了。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our program today. We're talking about David Beckham, and he's such a wonderful person, such a talented athlete, that we are going to talk about him again in our next program. I look greatly forward to it. I hope you do as well. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.